This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these backgrounds?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour, stopping constipation. Wait, you know, that's a funny thing to say. Stopping constipation. Isn't constipation about stopping when you want to be starting? How about easing constipation? Overcoming constipation? Yeah, that
preventing
would be better.
Preventing constipation.
Preventing. Reversing. Yes. That's it. Stopping? No, we don't want stopping. We want going. Okay. That just occurred to me as I was speaking those words. That's how stream of consciousness sometimes this show gets, Super Don.
There you go.
All right, top six medical scandals government doesn't want you to know about or wants you to forget. Systemic corruption at FDA. Could statins help fight cancer? Ooh, big question. We know the answer to that. Or do we? Or do we, Super Don? We'll have to find out, right?
It all depends. It all depends. Do you believe the headlines or not?
Statins suck. All right. Thank you, Yoda.
Suck they do.
Statins. All right. We had, because we were at Tatooine, we were doing a little Star Wars references last hour. So there you go. The nerd in us comes out. And both Super Don and I can do Yoda. How about that? We can do Yoda voices. Yeah, it's double dose.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just an extension of the old Grover.
Grover
was Yoda before Yoda was cool, right?
It's very true. Grover was the, I guess, really the ancestral grandfather of Yoda.
That's right. He was blue, though, not green.
No, they never played out how that happened, but I think it had something to do with the male lady. But, okay, that's a whole other Star Wars episode we have no time for. Good Lord, where are we going?
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, delivered by X-Wing, okay? You know, you want more nerd? We got it right here, robertscottbell.com. Check out the upcoming events in the upcoming events section of the show notes. It's that simple. We've got at least six or seven listed through the fall with more to be added. The first thing coming up, immune system reboot at Whitaker's Farm Market, Belleville, Ohio, 6 p.m. July 22nd. International Association for Near-Death Studies. We've got some more interviews coming up on that. Near-Death Experiences. Fascinating stuff. July 28th through 31st in Orlando. National Health Freedom Congress up in Minnesota. St. Olaf College, Northfield. July 31st, August 1st, and 2nd. The National Health Freedom Congress is going to be awesome. It'll rock. And then the Constitution class with Michael Bednarik. And we've got that linked up. More details available for you. Limited number of people available. Please sign up now before you don't get a chance to go. It will transform your life for the better. Health, freedom, healing, liberty, Constitution. American Naturopathic Medical Association later in August. Cancer Prevention Convention, September 1st in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Homeoprophylaxis, that's in St. Pete, October 7th through 9th. And then October 14th through 16th in Dallas, Texas. The Truth About Cancer, Natural Health Symposium. Dude, there is so much coming up. I'm glad I'm home now just to rest a little bit in between trips.
You know, do I dare say it again? The hardest working man in health talk radio.
Yeah. Well, I did a little downtime, but we didn't miss a beat. We did shows right through my holiday trip, which was great. I love, you know, they say that when you find your mission, your passion in life, and it has happened to be the same as your work, you'll never work another day in your life. It doesn't mean you can't rest and back off a little bit from time to time, but we had a great time up there in Atlanta and made some great healing stories. More to come in just a moment, but first and foremost, should we be very afraid of the planet Zika, right? As long as we're doing science fiction.
The planet Zika.
The planet, yeah. The virus from the planet Zika. You, Utah resident, they're claiming, according to CNN, is the first Zika-related death in continental U.S. Now, when they say related, Zika hyphen related, it's related like Grover is related to Yoda. You know, it is across time and space in a galaxy far, far away. It's science fiction, folks.
This you know what, though? I would disagree with that analogy.
Okay.
Because at least Grover and Yoda have something in common. The sound of their voice, right?
You're right, yes. They have more in common than Zika has to do with this death in Utah. You're right. Very good pinpoint accuracy from Super Don. There's an unidentified resident of Salt Lake County. I wonder if he's an illegal alien, right? An undocumented something. I don't know. The cause of death has not yet been determined, but we know it was Zika. Wow, what?
It's not.
What? This person had an underlying medical condition. Wait a second. But he died of Zika. We're sure of it. Because he tested positive. I question the test because we know of these viral tests. They're nonspecific and cross-reactive. And we know it contributed to it then somehow, but we don't know how.
How? You see, this is one of those bang your head on the wall stories.
Bang your head.
But it's true. It's like the cause of death is not determined.
Mm-hmm.
The person that died of underlying medical problems, health issues, but they tested positive for Zika, so we know it contributed to the death. How do you know it contributed to anything?
It's only a matter of time, Super Don, till they say he ate at Chipotle.
No, I mean, honestly,
Zika from a burrito.
You could literally say this guy died of a shoe-related death.
You're right.
Because we determined the fact that this person did wear shoes at the time of death.
Yes.
So that means that the wearing of the shoes contributed
to death. It may not, and I quote here, it may not be possible to determine how the Zika infection contributed to the death, according to the news release. Never mind that, we just know it did. Right? This is the new level of science. This is where science is right now. It's whatever the press release says. Now, this is where we're going. So now it's killing you, even though we don't know how, but we're certain it did it. And never mind that you had underlying causes and you were wearing shoes and may have eaten Chipotle sometime in the last 10 years. 70-year-old Puerto Rican man, of course, died of complications of the virus in February. They say, again, how? They don't know. Same scenario. But this is medical science today. It's in the media, and it's embarrassing. If you claim to be a scientist, if you're a PhD, if you're a medical doctor, and you believe Zika is killing people in America, you should be stripped of your degree because you haven't earned it. I'm not even talking about your license. That's ludicrous, the licensure issue. But your degree. Now, let's move on to statins. Perhaps. What? Why is that funny?
Yeah, no, we have to move on because what more can you say about this? The one thing that irritates me so much is where are the people that want to jump on you about how correlation is not causation? Where are these people?
Where are they in this case?
Where are they in a situation like this? Because the correlation, okay, it exists there, but it's such a weak correlation.
Has to be negative.
It's irresponsible, in my opinion, for an outlet like CNN to put out a headline like this saying that it's a Zika-related death. This is just another example of how the media is determined
fail.
To make
Epic
people
fail.
Afraid of Zika.
They want Hillary Clinton, and they want to mandate vaccines, and they can't have people questioning correlation. Correlation becomes causation when it's convenient.
Unless you're talking about something that the media does not want you to think.
Right. Like a natural medicine.
We can't talk about autism in this
vaccine link. Yeah. No. Or healing cancer with nature.
No.
All right. Statins in the news. Could they help fight cancer? This is like, how do they come up with a headline when the second paragraph says, well, they did not prove a cause and effect connection,
Oh, geez. Yeah,
once again.
Here's two.
Headline.
Double your fun here with this one, right?
A correlation, not causation, except when CNN, or in this case, healthfinder.gov, wants to promote the use of a useless, dangerous, and deadly drug. Lipitor, Crestor, statin drugs. They're trying to reach really deep here to show a 22% lower risk of dying from lung cancer, a 43% lower risk of dying from breast. I mean, they throw these things out and then they admit, well, it's not cause and effect, but we're going to need more money. Send us some more money. And in the meantime, keep taking your statin drugs, which will.
But wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute.
What?
Do you think that these people in this study that they did, do you think they wore shoes?
Ooh. You know what? There wasn't a reference there. I wonder.
You know what? I think shoes can help fight cancer.
Yeah. Now
they all wore shoes.
My friend, who I had to help out, happy to help out, with a lung issue, gave me his medical report. And he was on two cholesterol-lowering medications. Now, the one thing I noticed, and another patch for dementia of some kind. He had no dementia, but... last time I saw him, sharp as a tack. I mean, this guy will remember people's names, their customers coming in. I mean, never forgets things. And now I could tell. I mean, I guess I made enough of an impression on him that he didn't forget me. But the point is, his memory was not good at that point compared to what it used to be. Now, somebody will say, well, chalk it up to old age. Chalk it up. Now, listen, this guy is not old if you see what he has done and what continues to do. But he was running out of energy. He's on medicines. They're doing nothing for him except, well, killing him slowly, giving him the very dementia they say they want to prevent with a drug. Two cholesterol-lowering medications, and he's losing his memory. If you remember, speaking of the alien agenda, NASA scientist, was it Graveline, I think his name was? He wrote a book, Lipitor, Thief of Memory. And what they'd like to convince you is that statins are going to prevent you from getting cancer or dying from cancer. Because you'll, by the time you have cancer, you'll forget that was a completely bogus correlation because you won't have the memory cells functioning enough to remind you that, oh my gosh, the doctors were wrong. They lied to me about statin drugs. Why do they put old people on cholesterol-lowering medications? Because they can. Folks, if it's not you, the old person I'm talking to, then let it be your son or daughter that defends you against the terrorist doctors destroying the brain and nervous system of your grandparents, your parents, your elders, your aunt, your uncle, and get them off of statin drugs. There is no basis for taking these things. This is, by definition, if he writes or she writes a script for Crestor or anything like that, definition, not correlation, causation, medical malpractice. You can quote me on that. RobertScottBell.com, 8 foods to ease your constipation. After the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The Robert Scott Bell Show.
RobertScottBell.com for all the links. Please tell your friends, spread the word. We're doing Facebook Live videos nowadays, and all, as well as Periscope. You can follow me on Twitter and Periscope at RS Bell Media. Upcoming events, check it out in the show notes, RobertScottBell.com. This is the beginning of our broadcast week, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, wherever you are, and lots of places to listen online as well. So thanks for being here. Super Don, making it sound good. We got Justin on the board today. If you'd like to call in, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Constipation. I got a song for that. See, you don't have one, but I got one. Because I used to be constipated all the time. It wasn't pleasant.
What was the name of that song?
The constipation song.
Oh, okay. I was just checking.
It's like, ow. Ooh, ow. Come on. Get it out. Well, there are eight foods to ease it. But I found intriguing, before we get to the eight foods here, the National Digestive Diseases Information Clearinghouse. Did you know there was one of those?
I did not.
No, NDDIC. Huh. The ENDIC. I guess that's what they call it. It defines constipation as having fewer than three bowel movements per week. Now, this is another one of those, Robert, you were right. You told us so. I said the official story on constipation is when your doctor says, well, you're going fewer times a week than they are, right? Whatever that level is. If they can honestly say, these experts, right, that only 2 to 3 times a week having a bowel movement, that's constipation, fewer than that, then you know, we're all in trouble because the experts are so far off. They're so constipated, they can't think clearly. They got you-know-what for brains at this point. And I was there. I was hospitalized as a child with constipation. It was so severe. I think it was brought on by standard American diet, by vaccines, by loads of antibiotics, etc. And that's like the American story. Here's some food. Since Super Don doesn't like to talk about coffee going up the bum, we'll talk about rye bread. Do you like rye bread, Super Don? Is that okay? Are we allowed to talk about rye bread?
I am a fan, yes.
You like rye bread. Rye is an interesting grain.
What is it? It's is it ham and Swiss on rye?
Oh, yeah, whatever. But it's rye bread. Rye is a really interesting grain. It's not overused and abused the same way wheat is, so you don't even know what wheat is anymore. It isn't what it was in the Bible. But rye is pretty good, pretty clean. And they say they have an increased number of weekly bowel movements compared to wheat bread eaters. So rye, there you go. Lots of fiber in rye. Flax seeds, another thing. Staple ingredient in a lot of breakfast cereals and granola bars. They are high in magnesium. We love magnesium. They got a good omega-3 profile. And so they are making your stool softer, easier to pass. Flax seeds, good for that, flaxseed oil. And then probiotics. Yogurts and other fermented products have received a lot of attention, according to this article, about gut health. And there are lots of studies to show that good probiotic colonies help you to break down the food appropriately, absorb what you need, get rid of what you don't. And then they talk about probiotics, including sauerkraut. Now, Super Don, before we did the show together, are you a fan of sauerkraut? I didn't even know what it is, because I was shocked. I want to tell you a story about sauerkraut in a moment.
Yeah, but no, I've liked sauerkraut for a long time. I mean, you know, I grew up eating sauerkraut on hot dogs.
Cool. All right. Yeah. So you knew about it. So we were up. We were going to do a cookout up at the lake last week in Atlanta. And, you know, I told my mom, yeah, do we have any sauerkraut? Love sauerkraut. She's like, oh, no, we don't have it. And, you know, it was the holiday already. They were still closed, whatever. And so we went to a big box retailer, unnamed, but a big box retailer that had, you know, sometimes they have a lot of organic foods. We went in there. They didn't even have sauerkraut of any kind on their shelves. And we walked up to one guy that worked there. He's from Nigeria. Sauerkraut? I don't know. What is sauerkraut? He never heard of it. It was the most unique thing. Although, my son said, you know what? We eat only organic food. And he says, yeah, you know, I do too. Mostly all organic because I don't trust the food here in America. And he worked at this big box retailer. It was very interesting. But sauerkraut, great fermented food. The cabbage fermenting it, and you can do it too. How about this one? The simplest thing you can do. Water. Chronic low-level dehydration, almost a number one cause of dehydration. Awesome. Dehydration, obviously, but I mean of constipation. And you talk about years ago, and we pointed this out, this absurdity, that simply eating a loaf of white bread will give you enough water to keep you hydrated, according to some medical authorities. And you wonder why I call it a duh-gree. So get the Echo Water. Go to robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. You'll learn more about that. Ripe bananas, also good. Kiwi fruit, excellent. Prunes, a no-brainer. And wheat bran, also listed. Linked up in the show notes, robertscatbell.com, if you want to learn more. When we come back, the Fear and Death Administration. We reported on them for Captain Morgan, Freshman Friday. We're going to go further into the corruption there at FDA. And more scandals the government does not want you to know about.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Kicking in our broadcast week here on GCN. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Pay it forward. Let your friends know this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. You can call us 24/7. Leave a message when we're off the air. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. Doing Facebook Live posts as well as Periscope. So follow us there at Twitter. It's at RS Bell Media. And it's Super Don. And, well, the Fear and Death Administration back in the news. Or are they ever out of the news, really? What did you think about the Freshman Friday we did with Captain Morgan? Because she asked about all the alphabet soup bureaucratic oligarchy agencies.
I thought we had some fun with that. That was kind of fun because there's a lot of those acronyms out there, and it can be confusing for people if they don't know. So it's always cool how she wants to bring things down to kind of the basic level that I think we may have forgotten about at some
point. Beginner, right? Yeah, because we've been at it for so long, and you know, when we talk about FDA corruption, it's like you assume everybody knows, right? The FDA is corrupt, or that it's really the Fear and Death Administration, but maybe some people still don't get it. And so
Believe it or not, I have heard people refer to the FDA. They think that that is the Federal Drug Administration.
Oh, no food involved.
So I think maybe there might be some confusion out there.
All right. Well, think about this. This is something that controls, I don't know, a third, 20% of the U.S. economy. This idea that, the federal government and the centralized bureaucracy can actually protect us from dangerous or corrupted foods, for instance, much less the safety of drugs. And, you know, it's an agency that now, according to the peer-reviewed literature, is responsible for being the first, second, or third leading cause of death, depending on how you work the numbers. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous and ludicrous that we look to this organization as an arbiter of safety and efficacy. And there's a great article about systemic corruption at FDA, originally by the Alliance for Natural Health USA, NH-USA. And yeah, we can't beat those. I mean, we could do a show on FDA corruption 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We bore the tears off of you, and we don't want to do that. That's why we have to do hit and run radio a little bit, talking about this and then switching it up and talking about that, because I would get bored, right? I don't want to talk about death and mayhem the whole time. I mean, we open talking about the tragedy in Dallas and the shootings issue, and we like to take it and cover it in an empowering way to give you an insight or another viewpoint around that 360 degrees we try to present. So you can see it and go, oh, yeah, no, I hadn't seen it that way. Oh, that's interesting. So that you're not from under the rock. You're not being victimized. You're not being, fear-induced to do something that
would
be...
we're not constantly hitting you over the head with the rock either.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, this is a good point, you know. I don't like to get hit over the head with a rock any more than you do. Maybe somebody out there does, but you're going to have to listen to a different show to get the rock on the head hits. It's just not going to happen to you. But you got the FDA's own scientists sending letters to Congress exposing what they call outrageous acts of retaliation. Why? What have they done? Well, they refused to sign off on unsafe, unproven, ineffective products. Well, the FDA was not supposed to be a rubber stamp organization for the drug industry, but it's become that. If you don't approve this drug, you can forget the cushy job once you retire from FDA and you want to go work for Big Pharma. It's not happening for you. And they learned that pretty quickly. The FDA is a stepping stone to cushy retirement policies. And it's not only FDA, it's CDC. There's the entire bureaucratic oligarchy that plays a role in regulating. No, they're protecting the industry that they're supposed to be regulating from the people that they are harming and even killing. Margaret Hamburg, remember her, Maggie Hamburg, been accused of racketeering. She's charged with suppressing important information about the antibiotic Levaquin, which caused the death of over 500 people and seriously injured 10,000 more. Will she go to prison? Will they slap her on the wrist? Will they fine her? We're going to find out. Maybe. FDA scientists back in 2008 warned Congress that their good science was being overruled by rigged advisory committees stacked with industry shills or doctors intent on protecting their own treatment or the money flowing into them because they promoted those treatments. One example, a breast cancer detection device unilaterally approved by Dr. Donna Bea Tillman, Director of Device Evaluation, after it failed the expert's recommendation for approval 3 separate times. And the scientists who didn't agree to sign on and say, yep, rubber stamp it, it's good to go, they were threatened with criminal liability if they told anyone outside the agency what was going on. Remember, we talked about Joe Biden, Vice President, on the moonshot, the cancer moonshot, him threatening to pull funding on anybody who doesn't report the findings as required by law. Will he do it? Will they shut him up? Will they say, Joe, we put you in charge of this, not so you would do that, right? But his son died of cancer or the treatment for it. In 2009, FDA scientists and physicians sent a letter to the incoming president, then Barack Obama, to put an end to the culture of wrongdoing and cover-up at the FDA. They pointed specifically to the allegation that Dr. Daniel Schultz, director of the Center for Devices and Radiological Health, had used his position at FDA to further the agenda of product manufacturers, in one case overruling the entire FDA staff, saying, you know what, this is not good. And he's like, overruled. This is going to market. That's not enough. A second letter lists close to a dozen examples of wrongdoing and corruption allegedly perpetrated by the director of the Office of Device Evaluation, including, get this, ordering physicians and scientists to ignore FDA guidance documents, removing black box warnings recommended by FDA experts. Those are the drugs that are so dangerous that if it were a supplement, it would be pulled off the market, the manufacturer would be put in jail. But when it's a drug, oh, just put a black box warning on it. And they're saying, don't do that even. How about this? Allowing subordinates to issue written threats of disciplinary action if physicians and scientists failed to change their scientific opinions and recommendations to conform to those of management. They know where their bread is buttered, on which side and by whom, and who holds the butter knife. And anybody going against it is now targeted for retaliation. And that's just tip of the iceberg. Remember the CDC? The CDC whistleblower? Still, no congressional hearings. Where's Chaffetz on this? Oh, well, we're more worried about Hillary Clinton right now. Well, that's legitimate. But what about the thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of kids at risk every year due to the faulty science or lack of any integrity within the scientific realm linking autism and vaccines? The whistleblower said it, William Thompson, corruption. They tried to discard the data, throw out the data. I saved it because I thought it would be illegal. It's not just the FDA, folks. It's also the FTC. It was a great question by Captain Morgan. Go back and listen to the archives, Freshman Friday. You can get it at GCN Live and a number of other places, our SoundCloud page as well. Super Don, if you want to add anything to that before we transition to the top six medical scandals, you're welcome.
No, I mean, you know, we've been talking about this for years, and it does exist, and they have a tendency to think that they can just sweep things under the rug.
False sense of security.
As we can see in this next story that we're going to cover, sometimes people have a short memory retention problem.
Yeah.
Because there's been examples of this throughout history.
Yeah, it's not new. But my point here, before we go into the top six scandals here, if we didn't have an FDA, we would be a lot healthier. Drugs would be safer, or they would go off the market because they were too dangerous, because they wouldn't be shielded by the FDA from the liability that they incur when they kill you or harm you. The false sense of security you get by saying it's approved by the FDA, if you understood what the FDA was all about, you would run the other way when they say it's approved by the FDA. You would say, well, that's pause for concern, at the very least, if not an outright run the other way. All right, six on the list from history, the 40-year measles vaccine scandal since 1972. The UK government has known about the MMR vaccine's potential to cause vaccine-induced subacute sclerosing panencephalitis. Say that 10 times fast. It's a degenerative neurological condition that affects a child's memory, behavior, and coordination, leading to fits, blindness, and eventually death. That's been known about for 40 years. And you know, if the UK government knew about it, the United States government knew about it. How about the horror story of Vioxx back here on our shores? One of the most dangerous drugs in history. Thousands of heart attacks induced and strokes. Number three on the list, the Guatemalan medical experimentation done. Innocent humans infected with syphilis. Watch them suffer and die horrible deaths. Go back to Tuskegee as well. That's not even mentioned on this list. Number four, the CDC lied, said they had removed mercury, thimerosal, from vaccines, even though there are at least half a dozen still containing high levels of it, including the flu shots, which contain mercury at 25,000 times the EPA's limit for water, drinking water. And they want to inject it into pregnant women and newborns to prevent what? And remember, folks, even those vaccines that are supposedly mercury-free are not free of mercury. They just have a reduced amount because they haven't added any extra at the end. But subcomponents preserved with mercury, still in there. Number five on the list of government scandals they don't want you to remember, and they hope you never learned. For more than a decade, the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, remember we talked about this agency on Friday, Freshman Friday, CDC, Centers for Disease Control, they're called, they think they're called. They swore up and down that vaccines don't cause autism. even though their own team of scientists discovered that the MMR vaccine causes autism at high rates, particularly for African-American boys given the shot on time or early. And, of course, those that with no pre-existing issue, those are also there are risks there. See the movie, Vax, from cover-up to catastrophe. In fact, come up to the National Health Freedom Congress, July 31st, August 1st and 2nd, Northfield, Minnesota, at St. Olaf College. It's linked up in the show notes. You'll get to meet Andy Wakefield, Polly Tommy, and, of course, Del Bigtree. Number six, the deadly thalidomide. Remember, it caused all those horrible birth defects? It's still being used as a chemotherapy drug, and it's still able to cause horrible malformations, deformations, horrific birth defects in babies. That's just six. There are many more. Folks, if you believe that the FDA is here to protect you, you also believe you can travel to Mars, Mercury, Venus, and beyond to the planet Tatooine and the one that now circulates three suns without any impact from cosmic radiation, killing you, causing your eyes to go googly-woogly. And we can't help you here. So you can turn the station, listen to something else. Let them throw rocks at your head because there's not a lot of brain activity going on in there. And it's probably due to an FDA-approved drug. Just saying. Did we make it? We got one more segment to go? That's it?
That's it.
Where does the time go? You know what? We need a drone to keep the time for us. There's just not enough time to keep the time. Drones, natural extension of your arm or your fingers. We'll see where that's going next. And also, what did a Canadian man use a drone for? Ooh, that's scary.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy to moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Just updated the information on the Constitution class, August 13th and 14th. It's a full day, August 13th, like 8:30 or 9 o'clock, 9:30 to 6:30. And then we, for the, a limited number who really want to go to the Second Amendment the next day, we'll go out to the open range and practice your marksmanship. Teach you about gun safety. We've got a British Special Forces operative, former, of course, not active, but helping us all out, along with Michael Badnarik. And I hope that you'll consider joining us there. And basically, you need to get there and sign up right now, because it's going to sell out. And then we've got another upcoming event soon, this month, in somewhere in Ohio, Belleville, Ohio. Is it Belleville? That's appropriate. Like, Robert's got Belleville, Ohio. Why not? Do a lecture up there, right? Yeah. In the show notes, you'll see upcoming events. Yes, yeah, Belleville, Ohio at Whitaker's Farm Market. That's July 22nd. It's just before the MAHO, the Midwest Trade Association for the independent, mostly, hopefully, we're dealing with the independents in the Midwest, natural health food stores. So that's coming up. And there's a bunch of others. I'm not even going to go into the list because we need a drone to cover them all. And you won't drone over when you come to any of them or all of them. But drones is an extension of your arms. It's like a technological leap, and we're becoming robots. You don't have to create human-robot hybrids. We're choosing to become them, aren't we, Super Don?
Pretty much. I mean, as time has gone on, this type of technology is becoming more and more widely accepted. It's just almost a household item, almost.
Yeah, and sometimes it's for good. Other times you scratch your head and go, really? That's where they're going with this? This is an interesting story. A friend, if your friend is ever locked, as a woman was locked in a bathroom, and this is, I believe, in England, in Ireland.
Ireland, yeah.
Yeah, Cork, Ireland. There must have been a cork in the keyhole, because she couldn't get out. She was locked in the bathroom, and she had the only key that would work from the outside. And you can imagine some of these Irish doors are probably solid oak for 100, 200, 300 years. I don't know. And she was locked in. And she had the key, but she couldn't use it because it only worked from the outside. So, Irishman to the rescue. He's got his quadcopter drone. And he ties a long twine to the bottom of it. And it flies up. And he maneuvers it so the twine goes in through the window of that bathroom. so that his friend could tie the key onto the twine, he could fly it back out, grab it, and then he could go inside and unlock it. Now, I have to say, that is an ingenious, if you will, solution to the problem that you would have to use dynamite on some of those big doors in years past. So that I'd say, okay, drones have their place. But this next story calls that into question. And it's in Canada. Hello, you hosers. This is for you. Hope not all of you. A Canadian man found an interesting new use for a drone. He evidently has really hairy legs or something. I don't know why. He wants to shave his legs. That's fine. Whatever you're into. Right? Maybe he's an athlete. Maybe he's a swimmer. Maybe he's a biker. And they do that for aerodynamics. Right?
I don't know why. Bodybuilders do that,
Bodybuilders
too.
Do it. Right? Yeah. So he attaches this thing called wax and a thing that you put it on it. You know how you're supposed to rip it off? Right?
Right.
You rip the thing. You've seen probably YouTube videos to make you laugh about men. They put it on their chest and they rip it off and you watch how they cry like babies.
Oh, yeah.
So this Quebec man used his drone. He attached it to the paper that's, you know, connected to the wax on his leg.
Right.
And he puts the drone on hyperdrive and it rips the thing off of his leg.
This sounds like something from like one of those Jackass movies or something, right?
Right. Well, if it would be
Johnny
on
Johnny Knoxville would do something.
If
like
it
that.
Was on his Jackass, it would be
from
that. But he's was on his leg, so it's PG. It's not even PG-13. But really, you need a drone to do. I guess. I mean, if you don't have someone to help you, but you can rip that. You need a drone.
You know, but I remember not that long ago I saw this video of a dad that used a drone to pull out his kid's tooth, loose tooth.
Oh, my gosh, really?
You know, whatever. Yeah. Drones are like just anybody can get a drone now, so they're getting creative, I guess.
Is a drone going to have to deliver you Arnica, Montana when you cry like a baby?
Now, that would be a good use for one.
Right? Homeopathic drones. They're so small, they'll fly into you. You won't even know that you swallowed them. All right, folks, that's it for now. And then you'll need the Silver Aloe Protocol to heal the gut that's been damaged by a four-propeller drone transiting through your alimentary canal. Oh, my goodness. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with Advanced Medicine and who knows what else. Check it out. Links are in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com, all the upcoming events. I want to see you there. In the meantime, you know it's true. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.